Greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining today on Daily Inspiration and calling in today. I hope together we can be encouraged and inspired by the Word of God. My thoughts went to a passage of Scripture today that says, the Lord saying, "My ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts." And I went and looked it up, that passage, to see what the context was of that, and to see why is he saying that. And I was encouraged. I'd forgotten what was before and after that verse. And I'll read a few verses here, starting in Isaiah 55, verse 6. Is where that passage is found. It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." A call to repentance here in those two verses there. That the wicked should forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts and return to the Lord. Then it says he will have mercy on him. The Lord will have mercy and to return to God, for he will abundantly pardon. And that's when he says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So that's an encouraging thought, that his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And he's speaking specifically here about the way that he will pardon and have mercy on the repentant sinner. The man who comes and repents and changes his ways, God will have mercy on him. So what's he saying? What is he saying that our thoughts and our ways are? I believe that he's saying that our ways are to be very slow to forgive. That's the way we as humans are by nature. If we are not walking in the Spirit, we will have we will be walking after the flesh, and in the flesh we can forgive, but it's not the way that God forgives. We are prone to forgive slowly and grudgingly, and if we do forgive, or if we seem to forgive, and we'll say we'll forgive and forget it, let it pass by, and time goes by, something happens again, and we're still carrying that secret grudge in our hearts, that resentment, and the very least offense will just bring all that back, and we'll be as upset as we were when it happened. But God's saying that's not the way it is with me. He's saying, "I'm slow to anger, and I'm ready to forgive those who repent. No matter how many or how great their sin, if they come and repent, he's ready to forgive, and therefore we don't need to fear going to him." That's what he is saying here in the previous verse. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. We can rely, we can be certain, absolutely sure, that if we return to the Lord God, he will have mercy, and he is ready to abundantly pardon. We don't have to doubt and to fear that he might carry a grudge against us. That's what he's saying. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. And then in verse 10, he continues and he says, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." So he gives a little picture here of rain and snow. That is a very common thing. We all know what rain is. We all know what snow is. And we know that it waters the earth, and that it causes, and that makes that things can grow. And he says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." So he gives the illustration of rain, and he says, this is the way it's going to be with my word. When I sent my word, it shall not return to me void. It's going to bear fruit, just the way, in the same way that rain causes things to grow and to bear fruit. So will his word be. It shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. This is a picture of the joy that's in our hearts when we are walking in and have been forgiven, walking in a pardoned condition, and we are free from guilt. You know, that is possible. I just want us to be encouraged by the promise that this is possible, to be forgiven, to be pardoned, and then it just seems that the mountains and the hills are rejoicing. The whole world is rejoicing. Everything is just rejoicing. The trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. Beauty, things of beauty out of ugliness. Things of beauty and usefulness out of hurt and pain. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. That's the promise. Let's be encouraged and inspired. If we do not have the peace of God in our hearts, if it is not well with our soul, then he says, let us seek the Lord while he may be found. Today might be the day when you hear his voice. When you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, but call upon him while he is near and while there is time. He wants to hear from us. He wants to hear from you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.